In the midst of all this, the door slid open, and Hatsumomo herself stood there in the hallway. "What do you want?" Mother said. "I'm busy."
"Get out," she said to me. "I want to talk with Mother."
"If you want to talk with me," Mother said, "you may ask Sayuri if she'll be kind enough to leave."
"Be kind enough to leave, Sayuri,"
Sumomo said sarcastically. And then, for the first time in my life, I spoke back to her without the fear that she would punish me for it.
"I'll leave if Mother wants me to," I told her.
"Mother, would you be kind enough to make Little Miss Stupid leave us alone?" Hatsumomo said. "Stop making a nuisance of yourself," Mother told her. "Come in and tell me what you want." Hatsumomo didn't like this, but she came and sat at the table anyway. She was midway between Mother and me, but still so close that I could smell her perfume.
"Poor Pumpkin has just come running to me very upset," she began. "I promised her I'd speak with you. She told me something very strange. She said, 'Oh, Hatsumomo, Mother has changed her mind.' But I told her I doubted it was true."
"I don't know what she was referring to. I certainly haven't changed my mind about anything recently."
"That's just what I said to her, that you would never go back on your word. But I'm sure she'd feel better, Mother, if you told her yourself."
"Told her what?"
"That you haven't changed your mind about adopting her."
"Whatever gave her that idea? I never had the least intention of adopting her in the first place." It gave me a terrible pain to hear this, for I couldn't help thinking of how Pumpkin had rushed down the stairs looking so upset, and no wonder, for no one could say any more what would become of her in life. Hatsumomo had been wearing that smile that made her look like an expensive piece of porcelain, but Mother's words struck her like rocks. She looked at me with hatred.
"So it's true. You're planning to adopt her. Don't you remember, Mother, when you said you were going to adopt Pumpkin? You asked me to tell her the news."
"What you may have said to Pumpkin is none of my concern. Besides, you haven't handled Pumpkin's apprenticeship as well as I expected. She was doing well for a time, but lately—"
"You promised, Mother,"
Hatsumomo said in a tone that frightened me.
"Don't be ridiculous. You know I've had my eye on Sayuri for years. Why would I turn around and adopt Pumpkin?"
I knew perfectly well Mother was lying. Now she went so far as to turn to me and say this. "Sayuri-san, when was the first time I raised the subject of adopting you? A year ago, perhaps?"